Yeah. I gotta understand some things, you know. Gotta have lots of personality disorders, according to psychiatrists, and you know, living my life in a mental hospital, and all I want to do is get out there, climb trees or whatever. But I've had a lot of spiritual problems over the years. I dedicated my life to God when I was 22. I tried praying, you know, and after my prayers, I heard some voices. God was with me sometimes, but often I listened to the enemy. I was reared by the kingdom of darkness, you know? I was reared by pain. And before that, I was a drug trafficker. So I learned a lot of things from some bad people. And then I had friends that were voices that were also evil. You know, I just pass on through that. Sometimes I just gotta be so thankful to God that I made it through all that mess. Sometimes I just gotta live for what's pure. So I gotta stay away from some things. Still got some demonic, like, dealings to deal with. But I'm in a mental hospital. Been here since 2003, and it's 2019 right now. I was out for 14 months. But I spend my time worshiping God, you know? I got God with me, and I'm confident. You know, John 17, 11, and 22 says we can be one with God. I believe that I am one with God. That means I'm Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, all inside me. And I speak with their words in my mouth, you know? So that's what I do with God. And I pray for people. You know, some people don't believe in miracles, but I see miracles. I can't account for what other people do, but I mean, Todd White, he speaks about miracles, and he could teach you how to pray for people and stuff. He's pretty cool. He acts like a little kid. And Todd White, yeah, I listened to him after I had some bad experiences. I got locked in solitary confinement for 9 months. I got out for 2 weeks in that time, but I really lost my mind in there. And then after I realized that, you know, the Holy Spirit wasn't talking to me and God wasn't talking to me. Whatever part he played in my training to become the man I am today, kind of ceased after seclusion or solitary confinement in 2016. I really lost my mind bad in there. I saw some things, heard some things, was seeing people that wasn't there. And like I had an imaginary friend that wasn't good, a little succubus. But then after I got out of solitary confinement, I spent time listening to podcasts of Todd White, and I started crying. I would listen and I would cry, and I'd want to pray for people so bad and share the gospel. And, you know, pray for people and see miracles. Then I start getting some privileges. And I go with my parents to church. I'm a changed man, you know, like I stopped swearing. I stopped trying to be sinning. Like, I changed my life. I changed my attitude. You know, I spent so many years in here. And I think a lot of it had to do with me not being polite. I wasn't polite. You know, I didn't say thank you when someone handed me something. I was argumentative. I used swear words. You know, and I try not to swear at all. Well, once in a while it slips out, but, you know, I think perfect is doing your best.